AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says 100 years after a white mob killed, looted, and burned its way through Greenwood, a prosperous black neighborhood of Tulsa, Oklahoma, racial inequality still exists today.
What happened in Greenwood was an act of hate and domestic terrorism with the through line that exists today still. Just close your eyes and remember what you saw in Charlottesville 4 years ago. On television.
In his speech in Tulsa, Biden insists that the nation has to recognize the racist attacks like Greenwood and elsewhere for what they are.
While darkness can hide much, it erases nothing. It erases nothing. Some injustices are so heinous, so horrific, so grievous, they can't be buried. No matter how hard people try.
An off-duty Los Angeles County firefighter shot and killed one fellow firefighter and critically wounded another at a fire station in a rural area some 75 miles from downtown Los Angeles. County Fire Chief Darrell Osby says the shooting suspect then fled the station.
Following the shooting, we learned that the firefighter returned to his house. He barricaded himself. The home was set on fire, and he was also found deceased.
Los Angeles County Sheriff's investigators say the gunman appeared to have died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. Both the Louisiana House and Senate overwhelmingly vote in favor of a bill requiring athletic events held in taxpayer-financed venues to start with the playing of the national anthem. It now heads to Governor John Bel Edwards for his signature. The bill is largely symbolic, however, because it carries no penalties if a game is held without the anthem. This is AP News. Capitol Hill Democrats are reviewing their options after Senate Republicans blocked a bipartisan commission to investigate the January 6th attack by a mob of mainly supporters of former President Trump. Jackie Quinn reports.
Now that Senate Republicans blocked legislation for a bipartisan commission to study the Capitol insurrection, an insider tells the Associated Press how Speaker Nancy Pelosi laid out four possible options for going forward. What's come off the table is having President Biden appoint a presidential commission, describing that, in her words, as unworkable, without giving details. Although that's what some Democrats were seeking. Other options, giving the Senate another chance at a vote with hopes of swaying a few more Republicans, or her creating a new select committee, or using a standing committee to take a deep dive into what happened that day and how the attack was organized. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.